WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The heyday of punk was over by the first year of the Reagan administration. The music industry has changed so much since then that punk can seem especially buried in the past. But critic Milo Miles says that the music lives and thrives on DVD, if you know where to look.
It may seem strange, outstanding documentaries have been made about classic punk bands like the Sex Pistols and the Ramones. But when you think about it, the ferocious punk sound is still vital. And most important, many punk pioneers had tremendous visual clout. The whole idea was to be anything but bland or beautiful. Now even obscure punk singles have been reissued, and there are box sets devoted to punk. Likewise, fans and newcomers alike can explore the roots and branches of punk on DVDs. The most ambitious DVD release last year was Punk Attitude by Don Letts. The documentary attempts to tell the whole story of punk, though the narrative becomes sketchy after the middle 1980s. It does offer vibrant coverage of the 70s beginnings and the explosion of UK punk. No surprise, since Letts was a potent DJ on the scene and managed the groundbreaking female group The Slits. He filmed many of the bands in their prime and gets a host of fascinating, articulate new interviews. Here's filmmaker Jim Jarmusch explaining the charisma of The Clash's Joe Strummer.
Strummer thought of the world and the potential of music as like he's always making references to radio broadcasts and, you know, this one's going out to the world. He had that kind of Woody Guthrie thing, or a kind of thing that Dylan had and Bob Marley had and sometimes John Lennon had, where they were aware of that power, but they weren't egotistical about it. And he had this sense, and he knew, and it was true, that something he would think of in his basement in Ladbroke Grove had the potential of affecting, you know, young people particularly all over the planet. Know your
rights. The film makes clear that one liberating aspect of punk is that everybody gets to make up a definition of what it means. Anything but safe and conformist. Henry Rollins is as funny and entertaining as I've ever seen him when he takes his shot at the meaning of punk.
So there's always been culture that's being suppressed because it's seen as too dangerous. If there's culture, there's going to be counterculture. If there's going to be people dialoguing, there's going to be culture. You can't escape it. So with culture comes counterculture. Culture seeks to equalize. Nietzsche always said that thieves, they're just trying to even out the playing field, which is interesting. But counterculture will always become culture until the next slapback happens. Late 70s in America, us Americanos, we're getting the English punk rock on import. We're getting Clash, Sex Pistols, the smaller bands, but still as good, Lurkers, Adverts, one of the great ones. We're getting Generation X. We're getting all this stuff on import. These bands don't have label deals yet. And then everyone in my neighborhood dropped their skateboards and picked up guitars. And all of a sudden, every friend of yours is in a band.
Does punk attitude leave out important periods and performers? Of course. Letts knows he had too little on Los Angeles punk and includes a worthwhile short film by Dick Rude on the L.A. scene. Besides, a thorough history would probably be too long to enjoy, and Letts has set the standard for punk overview anyway. Film can also enhance the legacy of punks that never found their full audience or recorded frequently enough. From 1973 to 1976, the photographer Bob Gruen and his wife Nadja Beck shot some 40 hours of the New York Dolls performing and clowning around backstage and on the street. Now it's been turned into a rough band bio called All Dolled Up. The Dolls were punk when it was all attitude and impulses, before it became a concept and then a set of rules. Here's singer David Johansen explaining how the Dolls expanded on the rock and roll of the past.
Like the last wave of rock and roll was like, mostly it was in San Francisco. And it had a definite purpose. I mean, the enfranchisement of certain people to become united under a certain kind of music. That's what rock and roll has always been. And this form of music just kind of represents the next generation, like the under 21 kind of people relate to this music. It's like their own music. The basic difference is that as far as like our self-liberation is concerned, we had a lot less trouble to go through, because a lot of things that people have to go through to deliberate themselves or deliberate the masses have been done, and we just kind of picked up on where they left off, and we kind of saved a lot of trouble by that. I guess we are a New York phenomenon.
At first, I thought All Dolled Up was too shapeless, but more viewings reveal its engagingly casual flow and structure. Above all, the film proves the Dolls deserve the hype. Their unbeatable fashion wildness is only enhanced by their unpredictable, outrageous personalities. Less documented and less well-known than even the Dolls were the Screamers from Los Angeles. Led in the late 70s by the flamboyant singer Tomata Duplenty, the Screamers never released any official recordings, though they were local sensations. The performance DVD called just The Screamers shows what all the shouting was about. Tomata Duplenty's shouting, anyway. He's a firebrand performer. Hard to believe this DVD is the only available way to hear this band. With no guitars and two synthesizers, the Screamers had their own sound, and you can't stop watching Tomata. He's obviously having the time of his life, proof that punk is also fun. Finally, for the punk diehards, there's God Save the Queen, a punk rock anthology, which includes 19 performance clips, but, weirdly enough, none by the Sex Pistols. There's other weird things. The Iggy Pop performance is wildly anachronistic from a recent tour. And what's up with having an interview with Marky Ramone but no actual music from the Ramones? Still, there are quite a few infectiously crazed performances, such as the Buzzcocks doing Boredom. What do you want? The DVD lineup mixes bands you have to see to believe, like the Toy Dolls, with non-entities like Vice Squad and Goldblade. Parts of God Save the Queen are cheap and cheesy throwaways, but I like that, because that's punk too.
Milo Miles writes about music from his home in Cambridge.